It really bothers me that people say they have been visited by a dead relative. They say they come and let their loved ones know they are okay. I know this is Satan's demons tricking these people. How do I tell them without hurting their feelings? Well, I believe you have two options. The first option will be to say nothing at all. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, we're told, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." And in verse 7 we read, "A time to keep silence and a time to speak." There are times when we should keep silence. Our blessed Lord Jesus illustrates this in Matthew 27:12-14, which says, "And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly." Why was Jesus silent instead of defending himself? First and foremost, he was fulfilling Isaiah 53:7. "He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth." It was his Father's will that he go to the cross and die as a sacrificial lamb for our sins, so Jesus refused to defend himself. But there's another reason. Men did not want the truth, so he refused to give it to them. In Matthew 7:6, Jesus had said, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you." If we feel we are talking to people who place no value on the Word of God, and thus they do not appreciate the truth, we should keep silence. If we do present the truth to such people, it would be like giving a pearl necklace to a pig. Perhaps the people you are referring to fall into this class. But if you feel these people do value the Word of God, then you may want to point them to scriptures which condemn having any contact with the dead. Deuteronomy 18:10-11 solemnly declares, "There shall not be found among you anyone who calls up the dead." You're right in believing that it is actually demons tricking these people, for the Bible addresses this in Leviticus 20:27. "A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death." A familiar spirit is indeed a demon who would trick gullible people by impersonating their dead relative or friend. If you do feel led to put scriptures like these before them, I would encourage you to approach them in love. Ephesians 4:15 instructs us to be speaking the truth in love. And in 2 Timothy 2:24-25, we're taught, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." If we do present the truth in a kind and loving way, they may still be offended by the truth, but we will not be guilty of offending them needlessly by approaching them in pride and by arguing with them. This would not only hurt their feelings, but it would hurt our Lord Jesus by dishonoring his blessed name. May the Lord guide you in this, and may he be glorified.